Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Supporters of Brazil's far-right former President Jair Bolsonaro invaded and defaced the country's Congress, presidential palace, and Supreme Court on Sundays, Reuters correspondent Florida Bradley Watson reports.
Dramatic scenes from Brazil's capital, where thousands stormed the country's seats of government on Sunday. Crowds of people wrapped in Brazilian flags were seen breaking windows and flooding parts of Congress with a sprinkler system. The scenes were a grim echo of the attack on the U.S. Capitol 2 years ago by fans of former President Donald Trump. Many of Bolsonaro's supporters dispute the result of October's election, where he was defeated by Lula da Silva.
Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson. Brazilian authorities vowed Monday to protect democracy and punish thousands. Many have said they want the Brazilian army to restore the far-right Bolsonaro to power and oust the newly inaugurated leftist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Justice Minister Flavio Dino said the acts amounted to terrorism and coup-mongering. A top U.S. official claims Iran's sale of lethal drones to Russia for its use in its ongoing invasion of Ukraine means the country may be contributing to widespread war crimes.
Their weapons are being used to kill civilians in Ukraine and to try to plunge cities into cold and darkness, which, from our point of view, puts Iran in a place where it could potentially be contributing to widespread war crimes.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan leveled the charge against Iran on Monday. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Five men appeared in court on Monday in connection to the murder of a prominent Kenyan LGBTQ activist and designer. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Edwin Chaloba's body was found in a metal box last week, dumped by the roadside from a vehicle with a concealed license plate. One of the suspects is Chaloba's roommate, Jacktone Adiambo. Police say the two were believed to have been in a close relationship. A police affidavit says Chaloba is believed to have died in the home he shared with Adiambo, and that the four other suspects helped Adiambo in moving, loading, and probably dumping the box with Chaloba's remains. Police said they would hold the men for 21 days as they continue their investigation.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The moment could be close for Sweden and NATO, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says it's time for Sweden to join the military alliance because it's done what's necessary to secure Turkey's approval for membership. In an interview with a Swedish newspaper, Stoltenberg says the ratification process can come to an end now. Turkey has held up the process, wanting Nordic countries to crack down on groups thought to be terrorist organizations. In May, Sweden and neighboring Finland had applied to join NATO following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
We're learning more about the teacher in the eastern U.S. state of Virginia who was shot and wounded last week, and the six-year-old, authorities say, shot her. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The teacher is identified as 25-year-old Abby Zwerner of Rich Neck Elementary in Newport News, Virginia. That from a former member of the Newport News School Board. Police said she had life-threatening injuries when she was shot on Friday, but she is said to be improving and her condition is now stable. The police chief has said a six-year-old boy shot her in a first-grade classroom during an altercation. He was taken into custody. Police are not saying what led to the altercation, how the boy got the gun, or who owns it. The mayor says the boy is getting the services he needs right now, but won't say where he's being held. I'm Rita Foley.
Doctors who treated Damar Hamlin says the American football player was moved to a hospital in Buffalo to continue his recovery. It's an uplifting sign of the remarkable progress Hamlin has made a week after going into cardiac arrest and having to be resuscitated on the field during a game in Cincinnati. Hamlin was discharged from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center in the morning and flown to Buffalo, where Dr. William Knight said he was, quote, doing well. I'm Joe Ramsey.